So we are hanging with Colin from Vespertine and House of Heroes, and we're scoping it. So if you guys want to get scoped.
I think we need to come up with something else. Well, Colin, you periscope every so often, don't you?
I got on, but I have yet to witness the fruit and the value of doing said scoping.
Wait, what did you scope?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I think it was like a studio thing, I guess.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I think. I think. Would I? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you probably
I'd
would.
Almost rather just hook up my whole house with cameras.
And just have it on all the time.
Yeah. I don't want to have to deal with an app.
I do think that's where we're headed at this point. Yeah. It's just like, look, do you guys, what, you want to be a part of everything? It's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's go for it.
Colin, I don't want you to take this personally, but when I see you come in this morning, like, I couldn't help but be a little angry with you, and here's why.
Tell me.
When I roll out of bed and come in and whatever, I look like this. But you roll out of bed and come in here, and you look like a rock star.
That's sweet of you to say. You're just saying that because we're scoping and nobody can see.
No. He says to me, he's
perhaps
like,
you should walk over so you can show both of you guys together.
He's like, you know, when I heard we're going to be periscope, I wish I would have put a little more work into. And my thought is just like, shut up. Like, if I took hours to get ready, I still wouldn't look as good as this. I'm just telling you.
Dude, I'm wearing sweatpants.
And why do they look so good?
I'm wearing a t-shirt and a jacket like you.
No, you're wearing a t-shirt.
It's the glasses. That's the only difference.
Even has glasses. Well, it could also be the scarf. Maybe that adds a finishing touch to it.
The
your
leather
outfit.
Jacket.
It adds a warming touch.
Yeah, your outfit is missing some of the finishing things. Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. Colin's going to say things back to me to try to make me feel better. But real talk.
Like you're wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, like we're fine. But when we pull back and you looked at both of us, you'd be like, yeah.
Ask the Periscope people what time they think I got up to be here just now.
Okay. I will tell you, Colin, you're getting a lot of hearts. So there you go.
So many hearts right now, bro.
We're discussing the inner warm feeling of like receiving hearts and how Periscope. I think they saw on Instagram and they were like, oh, people love when that little heart pops up. And they were like, freaking
let's just,
do it.
Yeah,
like,
hearts, man.
Yeah.
Hearts,
just let them
hearts.
Just go the whole time.
Well, you can again join us if you are on Periscope or just go to periscope.tv/radio U and you can watch this.
Colin, you're a man after my own heart. He walked in with his own coffee.
Your coffee smells
it
so
smells
good.
It smells amazing. What is it?
What
it's
is
counterculture.
Yeah.
It's good. It's the only, it's like the it's the best that I will like afford, like allow myself to buy.
Okay.
Like I'll go out and buy coffee. And I used to work at Starbucks and now I haven't for a while. And so I haven't drank theirs at all anymore. And so now I buy this up at the Earth Fair right here by you guys. It's not too far. They sell this.
And
it's always on sale.
Is Counterculture the brand
it?
Okay.
It's
and
the
then,
roaster.
So what's the roast?
I forget what this is called. Some cool name that I
something
remember.
Yeah even okay
I always
even,
just grab the one that's on sale as long as it's not decaf.
Even Counterculture is a fantastic name because it's both
it's
mundane and pretentious. I know it's like
I'm a fan of puns. Can I tell you a really good pun I made the other day?
Yeah, what you do?
Most assuredly.
I have to tell you on air because it didn't get the attention. It didn't get the appreciation that I thought it deserved.
You should have been scoping it.
My wife is sitting there with our cat. And petting her with one hand. And then she was like, man, don't we just need a dog over here? So I was like, you just want this. I said, you want a menage a paw.
Colin, yes.
I just want you to know that.
And she giggled, but man.
But it didn't get the same. Yeah. Did you tweet it?
No.
No, so you could have gotten some traction on that one.
It needs all the finesse of my voice.
Yeah.
I want you to know that, like, you couldn't have made that joke with a better person than Nikki right there.
Because it's cute.
She's going to adopt that for sure.
Dog, yeah.
She's going to adopt that for sure.
That's very clever.
Feel free to use it.
So, Colin, we need to talk about Vespertine, but first I have to ask, House of Heroes album.
It's a thing.
It is.
We recorded it.
Okay. Yeah, I saw some snaps of that.
Yeah, we snapped it. We didn't scope it, though.
Yeah, that's a shame.
We were more just focused on doing it.
But if you do it and you don't
the thing
scope
is, we
it,
had,
did it happen?
Yeah, we had to document it quite a bit and snap it and such for all the Indiegogo package things that people gave for. So that was actually really cool. And I enjoyed doing Snapchats for that because it was like this group of people that all gave like a certain amount of money for the album. And so we just got to like show them everything that we were
doing. So they really got a behind the scenes look at it.
Really did. Yeah. Okay. It was really cool. So that was fun. So the album's done and it's pretty much mixed, I think.
Okay.
It sounds awesome. It's great.
So like this year, next year, two
years? I think early next year. Yeah.
Early next year. Okay, right on. So that's Colin. House of Heroes is Colin's side project, but he's got a main thing going on right now.
He's got a new one.
Yeah, called Vespertine.
Do you consider Vespertine, like, do you say it's a side project or just something else? Or how do you classify it?
I don't know. That's kind of a weird thing to say about anybody. Like, just that you have to limit them to one primary venture.
Yeah.
And be like, well, this is their main thing, but this... But I don't know. I don't care. You can call it whatever you want. It's what I'm doing right now at the moment.
That's it. Yeah, the
now
moment.
Listen, not only does he look like a rock star, but he's got a rock star attitude. You know, you call it what you want. I do what I do. All right?
I
don't know if that's a rock
star
thing. I think that's a...
Is that more punk?
I think that's an over 30 kind of attitude that I've adopted where I don't care.
Like, is that retirement age or what are you talking
about? No. It's not... I'm not saying it's old. I'm saying I care about what I care about, and I don't have time or energy to care about anything else.
Ooh,
not anything else, but the things that I, you know, what, a label? Who cares?
If you're paying attention, you can be tweeting everything that Colin says and just have a fantastic feed going
you're
on.
You're a walking tweet generator, just like, I care what I care about, I don't have time for anything else. That's a tweet, bro, right there, for real.
Like, well, thank you. I need encouragement in my tweets, because I don't feel like I'm great at the tweeting, and so... I'm better. I like taking photos, and so Instagram is my jam. It's my Insta jam.
It's your Insta jam?
But yeah, I think of things, but then I don't really, if it's like lyrics, I'll put those down, but I don't think of like clever.
Mm.
It's such a thing. You have to be like either clever or insightful. Yeah.
Don't you understand that your lack of cleverness, you have just spouted off like five or six very deep, clever things?
Well, maybe Periscope's my thing, so I don't have to think about writing it down. It can just be captured real time.
You should be scoping all the time, dude. Like, you really, really should.
I Listerine, actually. Yeah. That's what I do.
Nice.
It's all right. So, hey, up in a few minutes, we're going to talk some more to Colin about Vespertine and, you know, their stuff, which is not a side project, by the way.
It's whatever it is, whatever you want to call it for the moment.
You know what? And he cares about what he cares about. And he doesn't have time for anything else. All right. Come on.
Glad you guys get it.
Yeah, we do.
Dude,
I feel like we do.
Right here. I got it.
And we're going to adopt that attitude as well. So
I think we might already have it. Unfortunately, we just don't care about anything. We're spending some time with Colin from Vespertine and House of Heroes.
Yes, which you just heard. And then, of course, don't forget through Radio UTV, if you want to catch the new video for Vespertine for Shatter in the Night, you are available to watch it there.
Yep, it is there. So, Colin, let's ask some of the dumb questions about the project, because it's kind of new to us. Are you Vespertine or are you part of Vespertine?
I am Vespertine.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But when you perform, will others join
you? I have some other guys
you?
Playing with me, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's mostly me.
Okay, yeah. Right on. So, like, on the album, is that all you?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I wrote everything, and I had a buddy, like, produce it with me.
Okay.
I had a couple other players play things that I can't play, like some strings and...
Sure.
And female vocals that I can't quite do.
Colin can only do so much.
Well, I mean, in fairness.
I do all the female vocals on House of Heroes albums, but on my own,
I wanted to bring in
a real life female.
Right on, dude. Yeah. Right on. So what made you, like, where did it all start? Obviously, you've been a part of House of Heroes for a long time, but where did Vespertine come from?
House of Heroes kind of slowed down touring-wise, and that's kind of my favorite part of playing music is playing live. And so when we slowed down and I just felt like I needed to keep playing and being on stage and stuff. And I had tons of songs that I had written for some House of Heroes and some not. And so all the ones that wouldn't really fit with them, I kind of finished and just started opening shows around here, just playing like acoustic kind of folky stuff. And that was a lot of fun. And it was a good way to like kind of just start doing it, just kind of jump in. And at first I didn't really want to take it to, I didn't want to make it a thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do it for fun. But then, of course, I had to make it a thing. And so, but then my buddy moved back from LA a little while ago, and we had always talked about doing something together. And then I kind of suddenly, out of nowhere, wrote all these songs, like, on piano and, like, more synth, electronic-driven kind of stuff. And this friend of mine was kind of the best fit for that style. And so we talked about working together, and we just banged this out.
And it happened.
It is what it is, and that's what I'm doing now.
Now, you said you weren't sure about making it a thing, but now it is a thing. So where does this thing go? Are you just kind of keeping it low-key, or are you starting to go, like, hey, what if we blank and blank?
I don't do anything. Let's see. What's the radio you wear? I can say this. Half.
You don't do anything.
Mass.
You're not halvesies. No halvesies.
No halvesies. Yeah, I want to do, like, whenever I do something, especially creative, it's like I want everybody to see it and hear it. And like I said, once I kind of got off the road a little bit, I was like, oh, I can't stop doing this.
Sure.
So right.
So I'd love to do this as much as possible.
Okay, right on. So sky's the limit on Vespertine.
Yes.
Okay, sweet.
Yes. Well, for those that are a part of Radio U Ohio, if you're going to see Family Force 5 tomorrow at the A&R Music Bar, Vespertine will be joining as well. Indeed. To perform along with Graceful Closure.
We're also playing tonight in Cleveland, if anybody's listening there.
Wow, you're going to be in Cleveland tonight.
Yeah, Cleveland House of Blues with the glow-in-the-dark. What's their... Stand still.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Yep. For Family Force 5 as well.
Right on, dude. Well, hey, good luck on that show tonight. Get all the kinks worked out, because I'm going to go to the show tomorrow night.
Be sure
make
to.
It perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Just want to.
Don't get nervous because Obi's in the audience. I know that happens sometimes with bands, but just realize
you'll break the ice for sure.
He's just a normal person, just like anybody else.
He wouldn't stop looking at me.
Well, they ask you to stand outside.
It's okay. Just
standing in the corner looking at me.
Yeah,
eating some late night slices. Just
look over there.
And if you have too big of a problem, someone just call me and I'll just politely ask him to just move to the side.
I'll text you in between and
tell
you to
just leave
usher
the room.
You guys don't. It's going to be
You're
fine.
You have a good time. You
it's
don't go to
fine.
Shows too often, so this will be good.
Well, I mean, you know.
It's fine. You have fun.
I want to go. It's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be good.
It's going to be real good.
All right. Well, anything else we should talk about that we haven't?
I love talking about anything. I just did a podcast.
Oh, did you?
That was fun. I was a guest on a podcast.
Really? What podcast?
Yeah. It's called the Theology Pubcast.
Okay.
And we sit in a bar and talk about theology.
Talk theology. Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Did you guys just do that with a phone, or did you take microphones?
We got a legit little setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were cool.
Just like, yeah, whatever, go ahead.
Yeah.
That
was a lot
really
of fun.
Interesting.
I like Colin because he's just so creative. You know, we're just like, yeah, this is what it is. I just feel like Colin's always looking for something else to keep going with it.
Well, let's do something else. What do you want to do?
We'll keep looking at it.
Periscoping now.
Yeah, we're scoping.
Baby steps.
Do you want to look? If you want to record an EP, I can play alto sax.
I'll do the female vocal.
And I can play trumpet. Now, it's been a while, but like, I still can. I mean, I would. We're gonna have to give it away for free on Bandcamp, like, because no one's buying it. No one's buying it.
Just do the thing that some band did, like hours and hours of silence for a record, and they had all their fans just stream it, and so they were able to make a bunch of money. I forget what they did it with. Maybe it was Spotify or something.
It was Spotify.
We'll I think we'll do a spoken word.
And
we'll just talk through
it. Yeah,
I can do spoken word.
You guys should do a podcast where you talk about. I mean, I say do what you're good at. You guys are great at talking. Just keep doing it.
People
but
always
make,
want
give it some other kind of topic.
A spin.
Or,
people always want a podcast of what really happens between what you hear on air.
Well, that's what the scoping's for.
Yeah, so you can find out that.
We could do like a Fabrics podcast, and we could talk about like some of our favorite thread counts
and stuff.
Is that
what you're into?
I just tried to look for something different.
You know, that's not been done.
Yeah, because I mean, there are a lot of the podcast sphere. It's very
it's busy.
Full, but you know, like, who wants to talk
about? You got to have a little niche.
Yeah. Right?
Ours
right.
is like, hey, we drink beer and talk about God. Like, people are like, oh, that's intriguing.
Right.
You have to have kind of maybe a little juxtaposition of topics there.
Yeah. So like Nikki and I interview sewing machine manufacturers and we talk about patterns.
Don't be jealous, Colin, when our podcast gets more listeners.
There's a market
right?
for that, yeah. man. For sure.
Don't hate
there
on
probably
it.
Is.
Because people who are sewing are they need something to listen to
that's right.
while they're
that's right.
while they're
well,
fabricking.
That's coming soon. We'll work on the names. We'll
fine.
Hash some of that out.
Threadbare.
I'll come up with that. Hey, that's
we're gonna need a logo. You know?
Bam.
Stat.
I'm on it.
We'll just sit around and talk about, you know, our souls and how we get our angst out through
yeah.
sewing.
All
stuff.
Metaphor and allegory when it comes to like sewing
for
and
shit,
knitting.
Yeah.
And
I hope this doesn't happen.
I'm already
overwhelmed already.
Yeah, I don't.
It's too much.
I feel very nervous about it.
Canceling the first episode
before it even happens.
Oh, and we could go around to different. Never mind. I don't want to give it away.
Spoil
someone's
it.
Gonna take it.
They'll take
yeah.
all of it. Well,
yeah,
don't forget to check.
No spoolers.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
It's awful.
It's
awful. Don't forget to check out Vespertine Music for more details on Vespertine, and then of course for House of Heroes as well.
I couldn't see the person's name, but someone on Periscope just said, "Say it isn't so." It's perfect.
There's
it's
a podcast
perfect.
Name right there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, we're not doing it. We're not.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We got more creative with you just being here.